Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's chilly in San Diego this morning. We're not allowed to say cold.
That's true.
We're not allowed to say it's cold, and we're about to let you know why as we check in with Tammy's daughter, Taylor, in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
So I'm looking at your temperature in Madison, Wisconsin. The actual temperature is negative 14, and it feels like negative 24.
In case you don't know what negative 14 means being here in Southern California, that means 14 below zero. Zero. Okay. I mean, it's not even zero. It would have to climb 14 degrees to get to be zero. How stupid does that sound?
I honestly didn't even know what the temperature was. I just knew it was so cold, and I refused to look because I don't want to know. But school got closed yesterday for today, so.
It's a chilly morning here in San Diego. As we speak, it's 48 degrees. But guess what? That's more than 50 degrees warmer than what it is right now in Wisconsin. Your neighbors to the northwest, Minnesota, they're laughing at you. They wish it was minus 14 degrees. My friends Joel and Trish, they do a morning show in a little town called Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. They reached out because I used to work with both of them. It's 40 below zero. Doesn't feel like a wind chill. That's the actual temperature. 40 below zero. It's incomprehensible, that kind of cold.
That's like, are we living in Antarctica now or what? I don't get it.
So the boys are home from school today. What indoor activities are you planning? Because you don't want to go outside.
Oh, I gotta go to work.
Oh man.
They're going to daycare.
Okay.
Taylor, do you have indoor parking where you live?
Yes, I pay extra for it because there's no way I would be walking outside to warm up my car right now, then to go back out there later.
Does a car even start in that kind of weather anymore?
Sure.
Well, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, some cars don't. My car, a couple years ago, my car is pretty new, and it wouldn't start one year.
You know it's cold when even your car says, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah. Your windows won't open for sure. Not that you'd want to open them, but...
Yeah. Taylor, back when your dad and I first started dating, he used to get up super early to go out and shovel off the snow and clean off my car.
Oh, young love.
Yes. But I guarantee you, if we were living there now,
no,
he'd be like, you're on your own.
I was going to say, what a man.
And typical, what a man. That last part of the story as well.
Oh, gosh.
And that, again, is why I pay for underground parking at my apartment.
Yeah, don't blame me a bit.
You know, we're having a little bit of fun with this, but in all seriousness, this weather could be insanely dangerous if you go outside for even a couple minutes with uncovered skin. Any fast, I mean, when it hurts to breathe, when it literally hurts to breathe, when you're breathing in cold air like that, and again, right now in Madison, it's 14 below zero, and that's just the actual temperature.
Right, wind chill of minus 24.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know, once, Taylor, I remember going out to the bus stop when I was in like fifth or sixth grade, and I always had a perm back then, and I went out with wet hair, which was really dumb. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, my hair froze, and I broke off several curls.
Yeah. That's why you don't go outside with wet hair.
Man. Well, I don't miss that, but I miss you.
I miss you, too. I'd rather be out there.
I bet you would.
Degrees. Well, Taylor, I kind of feel guilty at the fact it's going to be 70 and sunny today, not to rub it in, but try to get out here as soon as you can so you can thaw out.
I mean, I would love to run away and come out there right now.
Tammy, make that happen, please.
I think that would be frowned upon.
Yeah, I think so. I think your job would have a problem with that. But anyway, we just wanted to check in with you. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Bye, Taylor.
Bye, Tater.
Bye.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSON.